שלום עליכם. We're learning Likutei Moran, the holy Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev wrote that book. Contain a lot of Torah, a lot of wisdom. Now we're in Torah 47. Almost in the end of that Torah. And Rabbeinu is telling us that a person that says words of truth can become a partner of the Creator. He becomes a partner of the Creator to create new heaven and new earth. And this is why it says, ולאמור לציון, that you need to say to Zion, היינו, על ידי אמרי אמת, that by saying words of truth, שהוא בחינת אמרי ציון, that is in the aspect of the words of Zion, words that comes out of Zion, אמרי ארץ ישראל, words of the Holy Land, שהוא בחינת אמת, that it is in the aspect of truth, על ידי זה עמי אתה, by that you become to be included in my nation. אל תקרי עמי וכולי, אלא עמי. Don't think that you're just my nation. Just remember that you're with me. You're my partner. וכיוון שיכול לברוש המים וארץ חדשים, and because that you can achieve that power to create new heaven and new earth, יוכל לעשות מופתים בשמיים ובארץ. You will have that power to make wonders, miracles, to bring down miracles to this world with the power of your prayer. You don't need to wait that righteous man will pray for you, that holy person will daven for you. No, you can do it if you will say words of truth. כי השם יתברך מנהיג עולמו על פי דרך הטבע. Because the Creator, God is leading his world through nature. והטבע הוא על פי הנהגת הגלגלים כידוע. And we know that God made the stars and the galaxies and all the nature to work in a certain system. And that's how the nature works. וכיוון שהצדיק יכול לברוש שמיים חדשים, but because that the person that holds himself close to the truth and he becomes to be righteous, like the verse is saying on a righteous man, דבר שקר ישנא צדיק, words of lie a righteous man will hate, ורשע יבאיש ויחפיר, and the evilty will be destroyed, means that the righteous man, he holds himself close to the truth. He hates lies. Dvar sheker is not tzaddik. He hates lies. He cannot hear lies. Verashayav ish v'yachpir, and then all powers of darkness are being destroyed in front of his legs. So if you will hold yourself close to the truth, you will see that you'll have the power to destroy all kinds of evilty. All kinds of bad you will destroy with the power of your purity, with your words of truth. The truth will be the light to illuminate the path for you and for many others that will follow you. אזי הוא משנה כל הגלגלים ועושה טבע חדש. And then you will find that power to create a new nature, to change nature. ועל כן בוודאי הוא יכול לעשות מופתים. And then for sure you'll have the power to make wonders, שהם שינוי הטבע, that it's to change nature. והעניין פלא ודוק. And this issue is a wonderful thing, it's a wonder, and if you will check it, you will find it easy. It's easy to become reality also for you. Not only for me, not only for him. Oh, no, no. Don't idolize no one. Believe in yourself. God made you special. God created you. He gave you a soul. That soul is shining. That soul is godly. That soul is divine. That soul is endless. That soul have no shape. It's coming from a spiritual root, source in heaven. You know who are you? You don't know who you are. You are part of God. You're chelek eloka mima'al. You're part of heaven. You have neshama elokit, a godly soul. So who are you? Are you your body, your height, your weight, your shape, your size? No, no. That's your vehicle. That's your car. That's your body. That's not who that you are. Who you are, tell me. Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? I know who I am. Do you know who you are? Ask yourself. Do I know who I am? Ask yourself. Do I know who I am? No? So go and ask. So go and be. Go search. Go find out. Who am I? See it. You don't know who you are. You're 30 years old. You're 40 or 70 or 60. You don't know who you are. Buy a nice blank book, clean white sheets. Open it. Start writing. Who am I? I love chocolate. Not what I love. Who am I? I am Dror Moshe, the son of Emanuela and Avraham. Okay, great. But who are you? Not who are your parents. Who are you? I am. Who am I? I don't know who I am. I know my job. I am the husband of my wife. Okay, I am the father of my children. But that's not me. That's what I'm doing. That's who that I'm married to. Those are my children. But who am I? You don't know. Go search. Go ask. And don't be afraid of the answers. That's it, Bodedut. That's the way to connect yourself, to your true self. You need to have quiet in your life. You must have 1 hour of silence every day. One can write, one can sing, one can illustrate, one can paint, one can dance, one can think, one can talk. Everyone must connect themselves to the roots of their soul. That's what you need to do. Stop, let this world distract your thoughts from the purpose. Be who that you are. Connect yourself to your true self, to God, to the name of the Creator, Havaya Baruch Hu. Who are you? What's your name? Your name is Moshe. Your name is Linda. Your name is Rochel. Your name is Leah. Your name is Shaul. Your name is Avraham. What's your name? Your name is Nick. What's your name? Your name is Alex. What's your name? Who are you? What's your purpose? Why are you here? What are you doing? Why are you listening to my class right now? What's the purpose of your life? Do you know what your mission is? What are you doing with your powers? Why you receive those talents from God? Why do you know how to play guitar? For what? For what are you using your talents? For music? For singing? For cooking? Who are you cooking for? Your husband? He doesn't appreciate it. So why are you doing it? Do you have another purpose? Another reason? What's your real intention? Are you afraid? Is that why you're doing it? Because you're afraid? Ask those questions. Find yourself. Don't be afraid to know who you are. And even if you're gonna realize, I'm a coward. I'm so poor. I'm terrified from people. I don't know who I am. I don't have no purpose. Don't give up. 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 Decide, do you want to give up or you want to come back to Hashem? What do you want? What do you really want? Do you want to give up or you want to come back to Hashem? No? What do you want to do? Don't give up. Don't give up. Be stubborn. Be who that you are. You want to scream, scream. You want to sing, sing. You want to dance, dance. You want to paint, paint. You want to run, run. You want to swim, swim. Who are you? Don't be afraid to express the light of your soul. As long as you're gonna hide who that you are, your part in the creation will be hidden, and no one will have the access to enjoy from the bounty that God gave only to you. Your wisdom, your sensitivity, your sense of humor, your intelligence, your talents, your abilities, your senses. Everyone must be themselves. Everyone must be themselves. You have spiritual abilities? Great. Go use them. You have powers of the mind? You're good with numbers? Go. Go do math. Go use your talents. Be who that you are. You have a desire to feed the poor? To go volunteer in Africa? Go fly to Africa. Don't ask no one. Go. What's going to happen to you? You're going to die over there in Africa? So what? Are you afraid to die? Why? Why to be afraid? Don't be afraid. Not from life. Not from death. You're afraid to die. Why won't you be afraid not to live your life? That is terrifying, no? Don't be afraid. You're afraid to fail? Why? You're afraid what people will say about you? Why? Why do you care so much? Don't care. Be who that you are. Be yourself. Go fight. Go fight. Who are you afraid of? Those bullies? Go fight with them. What are they going to do to you? They're going to stab you. They're going to hit you. So what? So you're going to die? So what? Let's all die. So what? I'm ready to die. So you'll die. So I'll die. So what? So what will happen then? You'll meet your grandparents? You'll come back to Hashem? Are you afraid to die? Don't be afraid of nothing. Just be who that you are. Be a warrior. Fight for the truth. Live for the truth. And be ready to die for the truth. And not to be afraid of no one. What can they do to you? No one can hurt your soul. Your true self is spiritual and no one can touch it. They can cut your body to slices, to pieces. But no one can touch your soul. You are not your body. You are part of God. Like that no one can damage and hurt God, no one can touch you. No one. The way to find your true self is through prayer. Express your thoughts. Don't be afraid of them. Deal with them. Deal with your fears. Deal with your stress, with your anxieties. Deal with them. Don't be afraid. Work on yourself. Find your true self. And if it's too strong for you, so push, pause, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay? And if it's not too strong for you, so we're going to continue with the Likutei Moharan. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev is saying, Ve'zeh ve'achaltem achol ve'savoa. And that's why it's written, Ve'achaltem achol ve'savoa, that you will eat enough and will be satisfied. Klomar means, Ma she'tochlu, no matter what you're going to eat, Hen me'at ve'hen arbe. Also, if it will be small amounts of food, or maybe a lot of food, tisbe'u, you will be satisfied. Ve'lo tiyu meshukaim b'ta'avat achila. And you will not going to fall to desire for food. Ve'azay tiyu b'vchinat nesiut panim. And then Hashem will accept all of your prayers. Ve'nizonin mimidat emet. And you will be fed, receive your power from the midah of truth. ובכוח אכילה זו, in the power of that eating, והיללתם את שם השם אלוהיכם כנ"ל, you will praise the name of your God, like we learned. Azai, and then Tiyushutafin laKadosh Baruch Hu, you will become partners to the Creator, Livro Shamaim vaAretz, to create heaven and earth. Vezeu Asher Asai Machem, that Hashem made that wonder with you. Dehainu Al Tikri Ami Ela Imi, that Hashem made it with you. Not only that you are His nation, just also that you are His partners. Ma ana v'chulei, what am I, the Creator, made heaven and earth with the power of speech? Also you will become my partners, that when you will pray, prayers of truth, holy words of truth will come out of your mouths. So then you will become my partners to change the world, to create new heaven, holy heaven, and new earth, holy land. וכיוון שתוכלו לברוא שמיים וארץ, אזי להפליא. And then, because you will get that power to create heaven and earth, you're gonna make wonders, like me. You will be able to make wonders. שתוכלו לעשות נפלאות ומופתים בשמיים ובארץ, that you'll have the power to make wonders and miracles in heaven and in earth. והיינו דסיים ולא יבושו וכולי. And that's why it's written over there that you will not gonna be ashamed. כי בחינת הבושה הוא גם כן קליות הגוונין, כי אז על סומקה ואת חברה, because when a person is ashamed, when a person is coming to Hashem with that intention to confess, to make tshuva, so his colors, the colors of his face are being changed from white to red and from red to pale to white, and he's changing colors in front of Hashem. כי אז על סומקה ואת חברה, ופניו משתנה לכמה גוונים, and the color of his face is changing to few colors, והוא מידה תפארת, and that's the midah of glory, of beauty, ממידות הנפולין, from those midot that fell. ומה מתקו דברי רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה? There are a few things that still need to be fixed. One of them is in the aspect of the face of Yaakov, our father, face of Yosef HaTzadik. The beauty of the righteous man, this is something that needs to be fixed. People that are looking at righteous people and they see their beauty and they still relate their beauty, the beauty that they see, they relate it to physical beauty. They're attracted to those righteous people. They have desire to come close to those righteous people without understanding what they see. They think that they see physical beauty, but the truth is that they see divine beauty. It doesn't matter at all what is the shape of the face of that righteous man, because you don't see his physical face. What that you see is the light of the Creator that reflects out of his face. So you don't see his face, you see the light of Hashem. And this is something that fell. This is something that we still need to work on. That when you see a righteous man, you will understand that you see Hashem talking to you through that righteous man. And it's not the face of the righteous man that you see. It's not that he is so beautiful. No. It's a light of Hashem Yitbarach that reflects, that shines out from his face, illuminating to me. והוא מידת תפארת, ממידות הנפולין. ומה מתקו דברי רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה לפי זה? That's enough. Thank you very much. חזק וברוך.
This world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator, to remember that it's all Him, never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.